Hello, hello, let's go. It's Wednesday, March 26, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Thanks for being here. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Again today, the top story, mostly everywhere, is the accidental group text between members of the Trump administration and a journalist with The Atlantic. The messages were sent on an app called Signal. Intelligence officials are now looking at Pete Hegseth, the current Secretary of Defense, and Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor, over the leak of potentially classified information. Most Republicans are downplaying it and criticizing the left's overreaction to it, while some Democratic lawmakers are calling for the resignation of both Hegseth and Waltz. It seems that the president is standing by both men. In an interview with NBC News yesterday, Trump said, quote, "Michael Waltz has learned a lesson and he's a good man." And one piece of this that a lot of people are pointing out, it's been exactly 10 years to the month since it was revealed that Hillary Clinton used a private email server at times while she was Secretary of State under President Obama. That was an enormous talking point 10 years ago, and here we are. On to sports. People are really enjoying themselves some March Madness this year. The early numbers are in, and the first two rounds of men's play drew their biggest audience in more than 30 years. Games averaged 9.4 million viewers across all networks carrying them. That's crazy. The women's games are slightly down from last year, but that's only because last year was huge. Record-breaking numbers last year. These games are still way up compared to all the years prior to that one. Again, women's play resumes on Friday, and men's resumes tomorrow. Also tomorrow, it's officially opening day for the 2025 Major League Baseball season. The Cubs and Dodgers played those games in Tokyo last week, but tomorrow's the real opening day. It's so big that even Joe Buck is coming back for it. He hasn't called an MLB game in a few years, and he'll be back on air tomorrow for the Brewers-Yankees game on ESPN. On to some entertainment headlines. First, a judge just dismissed five of the charges against Diddy. This is one particular case I'm talking about. There are still many more. And in this one case, the judge did not dismiss the sexual assault and liability claims. In other legal news, we just found out that Kim Kardashian is going to take the stand in Paris. This is the trial of a Parisian gang allegedly behind Kim's robbery in 2016. Do you remember that? It was pretty scary. She was like tied up and stuff. Those robbers got away with a reported $10 million in jewelry, and now Kim is going to testify. Ben Affleck is in the news. He's getting a lot of attention right now. He spoke for the first time since the divorce about his relationship with J-Lo. This is in a new GQ interview. He spoke highly of his ex, and he said there really wasn't one thing that led to the split. He said, quote, "There's a tendency to look at breakups and want to identify root causes. There's no scandal, no soap opera, no intrigue." Also, Nikki Glaser was just on Gwyneth Paltrow's podcast, and she said she tried to match with Ben on the dating app Raya, and it didn't work. In other relationship news, people think Sydney Sweeney might be single after she deleted a photo of her and her fiancé kissing from her Instagram. The breakup rumors are swirling. And lastly, in internet news, the 2025 Webby Awards are coming up in May, and we just found out that Alana Glazer of Broad City is going to host this year. Past hosts have included Amber Ruffin, Patton Oswalt, and Nick Offerman. The nominees for the Webbies will be revealed next Tuesday. Moving on to movie and TV news. First, this morning, I've got a trailer up in our Instagram stories. The new Final Destination movie, Final Destination Bloodlines. Prior to this, we had a teaser trailer, and now we have the real thing. It's going to be in theaters May 16th, and again, if you can handle it, that trailer is up there in the stories. In documentary news, we're about to get one about Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl. Her overnight rise from unknown to a cultural phenomenon will soon be a documentary. Today is the streaming premiere of Mufasa, The Lion King. That's on Disney+. You can watch at home now. In TV news, in reality news, Garcelle Beauvoir just announced that she is no longer a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. After five seasons, she's out. In potential casting news, Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, he might be our new Hagrid. It sounds like he's about to be cast in the upcoming HBO Harry Potter series. Also, more casting news. Linda Cardellini, who you might know from No Good Deed or Dead to Me. She's been in a million things. She was just cast in Peacock in A24's upcoming Friday the 13th prequel series. She's going to star as Pamela Voorhees, the mother of Jason. Nicole Kidman's Hulu show Nine Perfect Strangers is going to be back for a second season. She'll be back as that mysterious guru with nine new strangers. Season 2 is on the way. On TV tonight, a couple things to watch. The Conners are back for their 7th and final season. That premieres tonight on ABC. And Seth Rogen's new show, The Studio, premieres on Apple TV+. I'm excited to watch this and see how it is. Catherine O'Hara and Catherine Hahn are both in it as well, with a million guest stars. That's out today on Apple TV+.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. It is a coffee alternative that's so much more than a coffee alternative. There's a handful of them out there, but this is just in a class of its own, truly. It uses 100% fruiting body mushrooms. That's the part that's actually, you know, it's got powerful compounds to support energy, focus, and longevity. It's so important to me. The reason I started drinking it is because it is made with truly clean, pure ingredients. No fillers, no preservatives, no junk, just the best of the best. I love it. I'm so glad I discovered. I'm so glad they are on board as a sponsor of this podcast. It's not going to leave you feeling jittery. You're not going to get that crash like you do with coffee. Just clear, focused, calm energy. And again, you feel good knowing that you're putting good stuff into your body. If you want to learn more or if you're ready to try them, you can go to my link. It's peaklife.com/firstthing, peaqueelife.com/firstthing. If you do decide to give them a try, I'll get you 20% off for life when you go there, and you'll get a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. We found out this week that Miley Cyrus has a new album on the way, Something Beautiful, and now she's released a trailer for it. The album is supposedly her pop opera, and she'll be releasing some sort of movie along with it. I've got that trailer up in our Instagram stories this morning. Another gigantic summer festival was just announced, the lineup for Outside Lands in San Fran. Some of the headliners include Tyler, the Creator, Hozier, Doja Cat, Vampire Weekend, Gracie Abrams, Doechii. It's 3 days in August. I'll link that full lineup if you want to see everyone on the bill at First Thing Pod. In tour news, the Flaming Lips and Modest Mouse just announced some shows. They'll be out together in August and September. I can post those dates as well. Shows are going to sell out very fast. In other performance news, we just found out a few of the folks that will be performing at the ACMs this year. It's the Academy of Country Music Awards. The show's happening in May. Blake Shelton, Lainey Wilson, and Eric Church will be among the performers. More will be announced soon. In other country news, we just found out that Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown will all be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. They are the 2025 class of inductees. There will be a ceremony to make it official later this year. Lastly, on the business side of things, I recently mentioned Iggy Azalea going after Universal Music Group for money that she claims they owe her. And now it's Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst and his band say that UMG owes them more than $200 million. The band has now filed a lawsuit. They did it all for the nookie and the money. I mean, they couldn't fit that in the song, but of course they want their money. Some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. There's an update on the war in Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have reportedly agreed to, quote, eliminate the use of force in the Black Sea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky referred to it as a ceasefire in the Black Sea. We'll see if it sticks. Back to American politics for a minute. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett from Texas has a lot of people talking right now. She was on stage at a human rights campaign event where she referred to Texas Governor Greg Abbott as Governor Hot Wheels. Greg Abbott has been in a wheelchair since 1984. She released a statement yesterday saying that she wasn't thinking of his condition when she made that comment. Now, a sad one in the political world. Former U.S. Representative Mia Love of Utah, the first black Republican woman elected to Congress, just passed away. She was only 49 years old. She had brain cancer and had undergone immunotherapy. According to her daughter, she stopped responding to the treatment, and she has passed away. In business news, I thought this one was an early April Fool's Day headline when I saw it, but Napster just sold for $207 million in 2025. I forgot that Napster was even a thing anymore. It came back as a subscription music service a while ago. And now a company called Infinite Reality just bought them. They said they want to turn it into a social music platform where artists can connect with fans and monetize their work. In food and drink news, the FDA just announced a Coca-Cola recall for possible plastic contamination. More than 10,000 cans are being recalled. It looks like it's only in Illinois and Wisconsin. So if that's you and you're a Coke drinker, look into this. Lastly here, I always end the show with some good news. I just read about a community in East Texas that came together to help out one of their own. A 13-year-old named Carson Snyder was in a car crash back in 2017. It left him paralyzed from the waist down. He was 5 at the time of that. I mean, that kills me to even think about. Now he's 13 and he wants to get out and be a teenager, you know, do stuff with his friends. It's obviously not easy for him, so his community pitched in, and together it got him a new all-terrain wheelchair that will let him get out, go hiking, do all that stuff. This thing really is crazy. It's called the Terrain Hopper. It costs around $18,000. It's not like they just bought the cheapest wheelchair they could find. 18 grand, and they just surprised Carson with it. Really incredible. I mean, any story of people helping people, just always the absolute best. I'll post a photo of Carson and this new chair up in our Instagram stories this morning, and the show is over now. Okay, all right, thanks for being here. Hey, I'm a day late with this. I wish I would have done this yesterday, but happy 40th birthday to Jason Capone. I got a message from his wife, Amy. They listen every day. I appreciate you guys so much, Jason. I hope it was a great 40th birthday yesterday. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. I'm back tomorrow to do it all again.
Please tell your friends about this show.